Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. 90 meditations provide brief biblical encouragements when your mind is on overload. You may want to buy it as a gift for someone who's going through a storm right now. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Acts 27:34.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Acts 27:34. Now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head. Hey, we don't have to look far to see people in pain these days. Many are hurting over the loss of a loved one or a sudden and unwelcome detour in their life. Some are hurting over financial setbacks or losing their home and material possessions in a natural disaster. Some are hurting, literally, with chronic pain or a cancer diagnosis. Others from loneliness or family tension or depression. I receive emails every week from people in pain. They all need a dose of encouragement. You and I know what that's like, right? We all have days when we need a kind word or deed to help us regain perspective and stay the course when things get tough. The Apostle Paul totally understood the need for encouragement. He'd experienced imprisonment, whippings, stonings, snake bites, and shipwrecks. He knew what tough times looked like and how meaningful a word of encouragement could be. Perhaps that's why he became such a great encourager for others in distress. Today's verse is found within the story of a storm at sea. This was no short-lived gale. Scripture describes it as being typhoon strength, and it lasted for, get this, 14 days. As a boat dweller, I cannot fathom being caught in something of that magnitude with no end in sight. Paul was on that ship. Imagine waves and wind tossing it like a toothpick. Imagine the crew frantically throwing cargo and equipment overboard to lighten their load. Sleep in the midst of chaos like that would be nearly impossible, and no one would be able to keep food down. Physical, mental, and emotional strength would have been taxed to the limit. Acts 27:20 describes it like this: when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. Paul was scared. One night an angel appeared to him and spoke these words: "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you." Through this message, Paul understood that he and the other 275 people on board would live to tell the tale. Put yourself in Paul's sandals for a moment and imagine the change in perspective these words may have brought to him. He went from having no hope of being saved to knowing he and everyone else would live. The next morning, Paul shared the angel's message with his fellow mariners because they too needed hope restored. But he didn't stop there. 2 weeks had passed without their being able to eat, so Paul urged them to take something to eat for their own good. The scripture says, "After he said this, he took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and began to eat. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves." This story contains several lessons about the need for and the power of encouragement. First, God sends encouragement when we need it. When the storms of life strike, their wind and waves can overwhelm those in their path. It's easy to lose hope, especially if the storm rages for a long time. God knows our need in that hour, and we can trust Him to send the encouragement we need. It might come through someone's spoken words, through a song, or through a sermon, but it always comes through His written word. According to Romans 15:13, our God is the God of hope, who fills us with all joy and peace as we trust in Him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. He knows how to best encourage us when we need it the most, and He will do it. Second, encouragement is meant to be shared. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." When Paul received comfort from the angel, he didn't keep it to himself. He passed the hope along to others who needed it too. And so should we. Like I said earlier, we don't have to look far to see people in pain. Third, encouragement comes in different forms. The angel, for instance, gave Paul verbal encouragement, and he, in turn, shared it with his fellow passengers. But Paul also recognized the need for these people to eat. They needed food for energy and for the strength to continue the journey. Sometimes it's best to offer encouragement in practical ways, such as providing a good meal, or babysitting for someone who needs it, or driving someone to an appointment. Sometimes it's as simple as going for a walk with someone who just needs a listening ear. And last, encouragement is born from example. When Paul urged his fellow passengers to eat, he did more than insist. He acted on his own words. He took bread, gave thanks to God in front of everyone, and ate it. Scripture says that's when the others were encouraged and began to eat too. If Paul could give thanks and eat, they figured they could do it too. Others are watching us. If we experience a storm of epic proportion and come through with thanks to God, then others will figure they can do it as well. We lead by example, right? So take a moment and invite the Holy Spirit to tell you the name of someone who needs encouragement today. Ask Him to show you what form that encouragement should take. Is it a handwritten note or a text? An offer to help with a practical need? Is it a phone call? Listen for the Spirit's voice and then do what He says. Be an encourager today, my friend. Let's pray. Father God, God of all comfort, we thank You for comforting us when we need it, in the way we need it most. Make us alert to the people around us who are in pain and who need comfort and encouragement. Give us discernment to know how to most effectively meet their felt need in that moment. Make us people of encouragement who bring honor to Your name by loving others as You love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.